This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many days did it take for Allah Azza wa Jal to create the arsh? We don't know. Tamam. How many days for the kursi? We don't know. How many days did Allah Azza wa Jal create the heavens and the paradise and the hellfire? The paradise and the hellfire, how many days were they created in? We don't know. There's nothing mentioned. Tayyib, what about Al-Qalam? Nothing mentioned as well. What about the Ruh that's in us? Nothing mentioned as well. Allahu A'lam. Tayyib, how many days did Allah Azza wa Jal create the heavens and the earth? 6 days. Hada we know. It's in the Quran. Fi sittati ayyat. How many days did Allah Azza wa Jal create the body of Adam? This Ibn Abbas would say 40 years. Al-Dahhak's narration, 40 days it was created before the soul was breathed into him. So look, there are things in which Allah told us about in how many days He created, and there are things we have no clue about how many days they were created in. Al-Arsh, Wal-Kursi, the Paradise, the Hellfire, Al-Qalam, Al-Ruh, they have no days in how many days they were created. Nothing mentioned. And these heavens and the earth and everything in between and the mountains and the ocean and all that was within 6 days. And the body of man, 40 years or days. Why was this counted and these weren't counted? Shuf, what is the purpose of counting something? I know when I count something, why do you count something for? Limited. Huh? Limited. It's limited. When I count something, meaning I want to reach the end. And if I have a stack of money and I begin to count, I will reach the end, right? If you see me sitting and counting, I'm not going to be counting forever. I'll be stopping somewhere, right? This is the purpose of counting something, that it will have an end. So now listen to this. The heavens and the earth were created in 6 days. There's a counting because they will come to an end. There's an end for them. But there's a counting for them. The human body, 40 years, 40 days, whatever it is, it was counted because the human body comes to an end. It finishes and it ends. Al-Kursi wal-Arsh wal-Jannah wal-Nar wal-Qalam wal-Ruh, they don't have a number of days in which they were created. Why? There's no point to count them because they don't end. They are on forever and ever and ever. You see that? For that's, subhanAllah, some of the wisdoms as to why there was no mention of days for the Arsh, for the heavens, for the paradise, for an-nar, and even for the soul. The soul within you never dies. The soul does not die. Allah says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." The soul only tastes death. Allah did not say, "Kullu nafsin satamut." Every soul will die. No, every soul will taste death, and it tastes it as it comes out of the body. But the soul, as a soul, doesn't die. It never dies. From when Allah created it, it'll never die, right? It only transitions from one life to another. And then over there in the afterlife, the human being would be created again. But there is no mention of how many days Allah would recreate the human being. Why? Because that's it. That body that Allah Azza wa Jal would give you, the human being, on the day of resurrection and put that soul back in there, it is eternal. It doesn't end. Now, for this is just something on the side for you to realize. That the fact that Allah put days, counted days, for the creation of the heavens and the earth and man, that in itself is a proof that it will come to an end. Because you don't count something that doesn't end. And the other things did not give a count, therefore they don't end.